This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
Hot Breath-a-verse. Coming back with another tight five. It's been a while since we did these, but it's been a while since I've done a gig like this, so I thought this was the perfect time to get back on the top five grind. It is approximately 2:30 in the morning right now. I just ran out to Nashville to do a showcase at Zany's up there. It went well. I didn't win, but I mean, as far as it was like a competition showcase. And as far as competitions go, for anyone interested, I mean, I've won them before. All the way to I've lost to a 16-year-old who had never done comedy before. So competitions are completely subjective based on either a panel of judges or just audience vote. All the way to when you actually perform can affect whether or not the audience remembers even how well you did or even that you performed by the end of the show. So I do still recommend doing competitions because it forces you to perform under pressure and to also prepare under pressure. So usually in competitions, you have a set time. You have, okay, you only get 3 minutes, and if you go 10 seconds over, then you're disqualified. Or you have 5 minutes. In this show, we had 8 minutes. But it's also, competitions also bring in a diverse lineup of comedians. So from all walks of life, from all experience levels. So it's a good time to network as well. You're all there and there is a sense of camaraderie, especially at this one I did. And, you know, clearly you're doing a competition because you're either wanting to win money or just get out of your comfort zone or just see if you can rise to the occasion or just to challenge yourself and shake up your open mic grind. All of those are great reasons to do a competition. But in doing a competition, do not let the outcome go to your head, positive or negative. If you win, don't then become holier than thou, king of comedy. If you lose, don't then believe that it's the end of the world and that you should quit comedy and go back to washing dishes. No, it's all just another experience. It's all just another stage. Focus on, you know, what you did well. Don't harp on the negative, but of course, as I always say, record your sets and listen back. In my opinion, listening is writing. So in preparing for a competition, especially if it's like, okay, you get 5 minutes, and then if you go 10 seconds over, you're disqualified. You know, there's even open mics, like here in Atlanta, the Laughing Skull open mic. If you go over, if you run the light by like, it was like 15 seconds, I think, they play a song to get you off stage. They play Enya. So I think it's Enya set is what they say. But in summation of this tight five, I really just wanted to tune in with you at 2:30 and say, hey, we're still out here on this grind. Drove up, you know, it was about a 3.5 hour drive, but they're an hour behind. So the drive back actually makes it 4.5 hours time-wise. Drove up and back in one night. That's just all part of the comedy grind. Nothing to brag about there. But doing these gigs, you know, they build. So when you are driving, you know, 4 hours to do 8 minutes, make the most of your time, not only by taking the set seriously, preparing seriously, but also in the networking piece. I mentioned competitions are great for networking. Meet people, but also let your jokes, let your performance do the talking. Don't be in the green room all loud and rambunctious and trying to, you know, draw your networking that way. You know, be around and be cordial, but let your performance do all the talking for you. That is what I can recommend. And then after you perform, at least in my personal experience, then I'll become a little more conversational, a little more extroverted. But usually before the show, you know, I'm in my zone, working through my set list. So whatever works for you, do it. But I'm just saying, in terms of a networking thing, let the stage also, you know, let the stage do the talking, and then you can talk after. So I'm going to go to bed, then get up early, get on with the day, and I've got a writing consultation for 1 p.m. So Monday, we're back on the grind. So thanks for tuning into this. Thank you for listening. I'll post the video for this as well, of me shooting this in my carport. I'll post that on the Hot Breath Comedy Network Facebook group. So if you haven't joined that yet, join up. A lot of good behind-the-scenes stuff going on there. A lot of good discussions with other hot brethren and sistren. But overall, keep grinding out there. It's worth it. Just keep grinding. It's the beginning of the year. We all have a lot of resolutions and a lot of big visions. But I did hear it's usually around day 15 of these New Year's resolutions when they start to fizzle. So know that if you started strong and you're starting to, you know, sputter a little bit, just know you're not alone in that. And maybe join the Facebook group and reach out and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. Anybody have any tips on how to do that? Many people have done that. So we're here to help any way we can. And I'll see you on the next Top Breath episode. Peace.
Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.